Up next, video producer Lou Graskin is here. He joins us to discuss our video feature. And
hi, Ira.
This one, I'm not going to give the punchline away. This one really.
This one sucks. So, my dad is an avid fisherman, and he always told me as I was growing up, beware anyone telling you an elaborate story about catching fish or an amazing fish.
But the one that got away, right?
Yes, exactly. But I promise you, Ira, if you go to sciencefriday.com and you watch the video, I will not make a sucker out of you. There is an amazing fish there that you need to see, and you need to see its special suctorial abilities.
I saw it, and that fish really does suck. It's a clingfish, right?
Yes, it's called the northern clingfish, Gobier sux meandricus. Not Gobier sux, Gobier sox meandricus. It's found from Baja region-ish to Alaska on the coast. So it's a Pacific fish. And it lives, like I said, on the coast. So in these intertidal zones where the tide comes in and the tide comes out. And it's about the size of your hand. And it looks kind of like your average bottom dweller. It looks like, you know, the unholy union of a catfish and a tadpole.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you flip it over, you see that it's got this really kind of gross little disc that looks like a suction cup. And that's its pelvic fins and its pectoral fins. And they've formed a little, a suction cup of sorts on its bottom. And what makes this suction cup so special is that it allows the clingfish to cling onto these rocks. So as the tide goes out or if the surf is rough, it grabs onto the rock and it just stays there. And, you know, this is underwater.
Yeah, and it's an irregular surface. It's not like the sucker you put on your bath, you know, tile in your bathtub or something.
Exactly. I mean, think about the rocks on the shore. Those are rough, textured surfaces, and they're covered in slime and snot, this stuff called biofilm.
Right.
And so it sticks to those.
And how does it know how to do that? What's the secret here?
So there are a bunch of researchers at the University of Washington's Friday Harbor Labs, and they wanted to know, how does it do that? Dr. Adam Summers and Dr. Petra Dicha, they wanted to know, they wanted to see how strong this suction is. And they looked using a scanning electron microscope. They used force sensors to measure the actual strength of the suction. And they went down to the nitty-gritty to find out, how does it work? So think of a suction cup. So how does a suction cup work? A suction cup basically pushes all the air outside of underneath it and creates a vacuum underneath it. So the air pressure under the suction cup is zero. And then outside of the suction cup, you have the air pressure, the atmospheric pressure.
That's about 15 pounds a square inch.
Yeah, like a bowling ball.
Right.
And that's pushing down on the suction cup, and that's what allows it to suck onto whatever it's being put on. Well, the same thing goes for the clingfish. That's what's going on with the clingfish. But, you know, if anybody's used a shower caddy knows, you put the shower caddy on, it's coming off if you put it on a grout line.
Right.
Or if you put it anywhere for that matter with most shower caddies.
Right.
So how does the clingfish do it? What's its secret? So they look under the microscope and they notice that the clingfish, its little sucker, has these tiny, tiny little hairs around its edges. Yeah.
Hairs. That's the secret. We're talking with Lou Graskin on Science Friday from PRI.
So these hairs are its secret. And you know, you've probably heard of like insects or geckos having hairs on the bottom of their feet. These don't work that way. That's not what these hairs are for. They're not like sticking.
It's not adhesive stuff on the hairs.
Exactly. What these hairs are doing is that they're providing friction. And what that friction does is it prevents the edges of its sucker from slipping.
Oh.
And that's the secret.
Because it's an uneven surface, so the hairs like even it out.
Exactly. The prevent a little bleb from forming.
Those blebs happen.
Yeah, and I hate it too. So when the bleb forms on your average suction cup,
right,
that's when it fails.
Yes.
But in the case of the clingfish, that's how the clingfish stays stuck to that slimy, textured rock.
So this is, you know, we always hear stories about, well, you know, we found something in nature. Let's mimic it and make something practical out of it? Is there anything, you know, with suction cups? Can we climb skyscrapers using the hairs or anything?
So this sort of biomimetic application, as it were, you wouldn't use this in a terrestrial environment. And the reason for that is pretty simple. Those hairs, they need water to work. Mm. So imagine you dip a paintbrush into water. All the little brush, the bristles, right, stick together. So underwater, they flow. And so that in and of itself is kind of the trick. So when they're dried out, they get all compacted. And that prevents the hairs from actually working, or what they think prevents it from working in a terrestrial environment. Mm-hmm. So you won't see anybody climbing, you know, a skyscraper for this. Mm. But it would work in you know, a waterfall or in your bathroom.
Your bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. So if the itsy bitsy spider had you know, clingfish suckers on its legs, then it could climb back up the water spout.
If it were wet.
Yes, if it were wet.
Well, maybe underwater. You know, maybe the Navy is thinking of something, you know, that
I'm sure
could do underwater on to things.
These researchers are actually working on creating a suction cup that can stick to the back of a whale, so that scientists can actually tag whales and find out more information about whales. And, you know, you think of a whale's skin, it's very rough, also textured, and also flexes and expands. So you need a suction cup that's going to be able to withstand that sort of those sorts of forces and also be underwater. So they're actually developing this sort of technology so that scientists can actually use it.
And it's up there on our website. And it's our video's up on our website at sciencefriday.com. And you can watch this little sucker.
Yes, this, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just terrific how the suction on this.
Yeah, it's an amazing fish. And if you go and you watch it, I promise I will not make a sucker out of you. You will be amazed and you will want to share it with your friends.
It is. It's our video pick of the week. And Luke, thanks for taking time to tell us about.
No problem, Meyer. Thank you.
Making a sucker out of me. Okay.